Hi there, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. I'm David Gibson, and today's show is on the sound of nature. And our intention is that we reconnect to the sound of nature, which is there to completely heal and support us. Right. But before we get started, let me tell you about some things happening at the school. Let me share my screen here. Just a second. Sound Healing Center. There we go. Okay. Some. Okay. So we've got our next. We've got a couple of concerts coming up. We have a sound bath with Nicola Buffa on August 5th, and it's with Reiki energy and crystal singing bowls and voice, and 6 to 7:30, $33. That's here in Sausalito. Also a gong bath on Friday, August 11th, with Wayne Marto. It's always really cool. Wayne's a master at using the gongs. And then we've got our next sound healing therapy certificate program in person starting September 5th. And you can actually start the online portion, I think July 29th, and half online, half at the Institute. It's all about how to become a sound healer and to learn how sound works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And then we've got the whole program online as well, and that next start time is July 29th. It works really well in case you can't make it to the Institute. Got a lot of students in the online program. Again, we are a state-approved college, so it's an official certificate, and it's all about being able to open up your own practice, to understand how the universe works based on sound and vibration, which is the basis of all reality, and also how to actually get really peaceful and still over and over and be able to help other people do that as well, which is really good for you physically, mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. And then we've got our recording program, completely separate than the sound healing program, starting September 12th. And that's how to record and mix on a digital audio workstation. We use Pro Tools, but if you whatever you've got, whether it's Ableton Live or Logic, it's all applicable. And it's how to record, mix, and produce. And you will definitely be able to do each one of those by the end of the program. It's Tuesdays, 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, and you've got about 8 hours of lab time each week. We also have our voice analysis assessment software class coming up August 12th on how to actually use the software. And so you have to buy the software, and then you're automatically signed up for the class for free. And that's if you have to purchase it by August 1st. It shows how the voice, missing notes in the voice or notes that are too much in the voice that would sing are tied to different issues physically and emotionally. And then the remedy is to listen and tune along with it to get those notes back into your system. It's really effective. You can also get a treatment for $85. So you can find that at yourhomenote.com. I'm sorry, voiceanalysisharmony.com. We also have the Brainwave Assessment Toolkit, where we give you, where we find the actual home note of your metabolism, your rhythm, and then we give you CDs tuned to delta, theta, alpha, and beta. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning, and beta for overcoming ADHD, and gamma for blissing out. But we sell the assessment software and all the CDs that you can give to people so you can do that treatment yourself. And that's at your yourhomenote.com, yourhomenote.com. We also have the Medical Sound Association. There are over 800 doctors and sound therapists. We've got detailed treatment plans that you can see at medicalsoundassociation.com for all different types of issues, whether it's anxiety or grief or dementia, depression, autism. We've got about 30 issues now and really detailed treatment plans. We also have the Sound Education Association, where we're creating a curriculum for schools around the world, and we're getting funding now to bring it into and create schools around the world. We're going to create about 20 or 30 actual schools throughout the world and then go to governments and say, look how effective this is, and you should put it in all the schools in your government. So if you're interested in that, you can find that at soundeducationassociation.com. We also have our store with over 400 products. We've got music, books, bowls, instruments, and technologies. At the Sound Therapy Center, we've got a lot of different treatments you can find, including the voice analysis and brainwave assessment. And we also have coming up the Sound Treatment Center. The Sound Treatment Center, we just got about 70 practitioners registered. So in about 2 weeks, we're going to be launching this to receive a treatment. And it's the best quality sound, so it's really good quality. And we've got some amazing practitioners. So we'll be launching that to receive treatments in about 2 to 3 weeks. But if you want to be a practitioner, click on practitioner registration and you can become a practitioner right now and then charge whatever you like for different length treatments. We've got a lot of people signed up as practitioners already. Okay. And then we've got the Research Foundation, where you can find a whole database of clinical papers, and so over 1,000 papers of clinical papers and student papers that you can read that are really, really good. Let's see what we have happening here. So let's talk about the sound of nature. Nature is the best sound healer ever. Nature has it down. Nature is working within the matrix of which we are all a part. I think we have no idea how powerful the sounds of nature are. And we already know how effective nature is for relaxing us and healing us. I mean, there's every herb you can imagine in nature. I mean, even the ocean has been proven to be healing in about 20 different ways. I mean, it's and the sounds, I mean, we don't have a clue how effective they are, but we're all a part of it. So we know that it's meant for us, all of those sounds. So let's look at some of the sounds. The interesting part about a lot of the sounds in nature is that they're actually too fast to be able to actually hear in detail. So there's actually all these sounds of animals that have really fast brainwave states. So you have to actually slow them down, like Tweety birds, you know, any of the crickets and such. You have to slow them down to be able to hear what's going on. So first of all, let's listen, if you haven't heard this, let's listen to the crickets slowed down. So this is crickets slowed down, which are the angels underwater. There's real crickets on here as well, but the angels underwater are the crickets slowed down electronically. Check this out. Oh, here it comes. I gotta fast forward. Here we go. cricket. To hear the detail. So here's a program called Raven. It's a free program from Cornell University that will actually slow down sounds electronically and show you the harmonic spectrum. So here's the actual waveform of the sound, and down below is the actual harmonic structure. So frequency is 2,000 hertz all the way up to 20,000 hertz. So if you see higher frequencies like this, those are actual harmonics in that sound. So here we have the Mark Sparrow. This is normal speed. Check this out. And then here's the Mark Sparrow slowed down 5 times, same as the crickets. Actually, okay. You can follow on the bottom. So again, here's the Mark Sparrow at normal speed. Now, just for fun, go ahead and lip sync just to show you how amazing of a sound healer this animal is. Okay, so move your mouth to the sound. And again, you know that they're doing a lot more than just looking for sex, right? They're actually doing something very specifically to our system, whether it's all the organs or whether it's actually the etheric fields that we are a part of, including all the chakras, right? So that we actually know that the bird sounds actually trigger the metabolism of plants. There's a company called Sonic Bloom. You go to Original Sonic Bloom, you'll find their stuff. They've actually got CDs that they play in a PA system out in the crops, and they get way more output out from the crops. Here's some testimonials, actually. So we got 7.6 tons per acre instead of 3.4 tons per acre, 30% increase in milk production, 80% total digestible nutrient, which is way higher, 93 bales per acre instead of 37 bales of alfalfa. The apples are 2 to 3, mature 2 to 3 weeks earlier, 400 bushels per acre instead of 290. They reduced the volume per acre of chemicals by 50%. Hold up longer in storage. The grapes are 150 instead of 80 grapes. They withstood a number of freezes and temperatures down to the mid-20s. Biggest crop we ever seen, like socks on clothesline. 60% yield in sugar. Cut back 50 to 100%. Water. They got more flowers, more chrysanthemums, bigger cotton, and it just goes on and on and on. There's now people that are actually using frequencies of light to actually bring out more nutrients in the plant. So we could actually, with a little research, we can actually figure out what frequencies of sound would actually create more nutrients in the plants. We could help feed lots more people with sound. This is really cool. Now, there's actually play a few more of these slowed down sounds. So here's a canyon run. So this guy's doing sacred geometry. Check this out. Here's mathematically changing very smoothly. Here's normal speed. And here's slowed down electronically. 5 times. Check this out on the bottom. Got the chestnut-sided warbler. This guy's a little silly. First of all, here's normal speed. And then here's slowed down 5 times. Then we've got the screech owl. Oh, we'll do the black-capped vireo first. So this is normal speed. And then this is slowed down. A whole nother world going on that actually all the other fast animals like the little Tweety birds, they're actually within this slowed down world, because when you have a faster brainwave state, the world slows down. So we don't hear it unless we slow it down. We hear it, it's still going in, but we just don't note it, right? We don't note it consciously. So there's also the sound, I've got the sound of lightning slowed down. A lot of people say that lightning is, could it have actually caused life on Earth. It's got the capacity to do it. If that's the case, that means what we're about to hear is mom, right? Lightning slowed down electronically. Check this out. Here is the lightning slowed down. This is not the thunder, this is the actual crack of lightning. It's like chaos, right? It's total chaotic. You know, what nature does is a combination of perfect order and chaos. The perfect order are all the sacred geometry patterns of Fibonacci and golden mean and all the different crystalline patterns that are throughout nature, and all the archetypal patterns that we go over in our take a geometry class that are throughout nature. But then God puts these perfect patterns of sacred geometry out into the world, and chaos messes it up a little bit, which makes all the beautiful variations of life we have. Every blade of grass is different, every tree is, every leaf is different, every person is different because of this chaos. So it's interesting when you look at like a green field. It's kind of a green field. So it's interesting to think about how much order and how much chaos. I mean, in a way, it looks very ordered. There's grass here, there's trees over here, there's trees up there, and there's, you know, depending on the water, there's going to be grass or trees and bushes in different places, right? And depending on the soil. So it is somewhat ordered. But if you zoom in on the grass, it's actually really chaotic. I mean, they're going every which way. I mean, it's not like super ordered. It's exactly the same if you zoom in on any branches on a tree. It's all kind of chaotic. It's not like perfect order, like, you know, like mathematically perfect. It's because everything's looking for its own light and there's chaos. So what I'm thinking is that nature is really a perfect combination of order and chaos. And when you look at nature, you can see it in a different way and look for the mathematical patterns. I mean, there's so many mathematical patterns that are there that are a little messed up, right? There's some other sounds that are really cool that I like. First of all, let's check out the kookaburra. Kookaburra is a serious sound. There are a lot of kookaburras in Australia. Check this out. Very serious sound. Then we have the Kochi frog. I would say that the Kochi frogs are definitely lighting up the third eye. Right? A lot of people don't like the Kochi frogs because they're so freaking loud. If you got them on your property value goes down. But otherwise, they're beautiful. Oh my God, they're so beautiful. Check out the Kochi frogs and feel your third eye opening here. Listen to that all day long. So beautiful. Then we have the bees. Now the bees are really interesting because they're not really designed very well aerodynamically. Now you don't make an airplane with a big blob and teensy little wings like that. And what they've discovered is they actually create a frequency around 216 hertz, which happens to be an octave of 108 and 432, and they levitate within that frequency. One of our instructors took that frequency and applied it to something on a scale, and it got lighter. Right? So they levitate. I mean, a lot of people talk about levitation, and they say that the actual Great Pyramid, these massive blocks on the Great Pyramid were levitated with sound. And then there's also the Coral Castle, where they would bring the actual these huge corals to to the castle on a truck, and the guy would say, "Give me a minute." And within 5 minutes, it would be up on the castle. And he actually did writings about how he would actually levitate things. He's even got this door that you can actually just touch with your pinky, and it will turn perfectly. Right? And then at one point, he actually was being hassled by the neighbors and moved the castle across town 30 miles overnight by himself. So also I have a friend that actually went to Tibet and was with some monks. And they actually, after toning or doing a chant for like an hour and a half, this like 50-foot tall granite sphere went flying up into the sky and went over into and plugged up a hole in a cave. He said he wouldn't have believed it, but it's actually documented. They've actually documented this and showed and talk about it, how they think they did it, by actually tapping into the electromagnetic field of the Earth. So it's even documented as well. So let me teach you how to levitate. You ready? Are you ready? Okay, here's how you do it. So you use sound to get every cell, every organ in your body back to its normal vibration of health, just so there's nothing in the way. You use sound to actually clear all stuck emotions that are stopping you from being empowered. And you use sound and binaural beats to get your brain back to its stable, consistent vibration. And you use sound to access more gratitude, compassion, love, more of the frequency of your soul, which is really important for levitating, and also the frequency of source, which is critical. And then, after many lifetimes, Spirit says, "Here you are, here's the key. Go levitate." That's how you do it, right? The good news is that it's not even taking many lifetimes anymore, because a lot of people are totally expanding at light speed. So you might be able to have it down by tomorrow. Right? Okay. So the bees are really cool. The bees also do this thing called the waggle dance, which is really interesting. It's really a high level of consciousness, this waggle dance. Let me show you a quick little video on the waggle dance. Okay, there it is. Waggle dance, check this out.
Honeybees have some fascinating abilities, among them being able to communicate by performing a unique dance. It informs hive mates where a newly discovered food source is located. Every cycle of this waggle dance roughly describes the shape of the figure eight. Let's rewind and look in more detail. The bee only waggles on a part of its route, the straight run, indicated here by the waved line. The secret lies in the direction of the straight run, or to be more precise, in the angle between the straight run and the perpendicular, which in this case is 90 degrees to the left. This tells the other bees that food is available 90 degrees to the left of the sun. If the angle is 60 degrees to the right, they'll be flying 60 degrees to the right of the sun.
It's also really cool that the bees create such a beautiful sacred geometry structure in the beehive, right? As well. But also, I've got a recording of the bees. A lot of people really feel that the sound of the bees is really important, especially for clearing stuck energy, but also for accessing higher states of consciousness. So let's tone or buzz along with these bees here. And here's the bees.
Thank you.
Buzz of all. There's also the moon. Moons are one of my favorite. Oh my god, they have such a cool sound. Let's check out the sound of the moon. Let's see if we still have it here. Here's the moons. This is from Cornell Lab. Cornell Lab has over 1 million recordings of animals for free that you can check out. This is the moons. Check this out.
On many an occasion, I've been camping in the Adirondacks, and one of my favorite periods is right at dusk, when the lake becomes absolutely glass-like. The sun is setting, but you can still see the silhouettes of trees, all these conical spires. Beautiful reflection on the water with the last few bits of sunlight, and then you hear the wail of a loon.
It's beautiful, huh? Incredible. Okay. Now, there's also the sound of the plants. And a lot of people have done ayahuasca, and they say, you know, they have a shaman who actually sings the sound of the plant, and you get its medicine through the sound. So a lot of people can even hear the actual sound of the plants. So there's a device that's really cool that will actually play the sound of the plants. Find it here. I lost it here. I'm going to get it. It's the device from Damenhor. Damenhor. Here we go. Check this out.
It's outdoor season. Did you know Vistaprint has everything you need to get your small business outside? Kirsten does. Vistaprint printed her baby.
That's what you get with YouTube. Uh-oh. There we go.
So this plant is already connected to the devices, and it would be possible for her to make music before she was singing. Now she stopped anyway, I don't know.
Maybe she's a little shy now that she's seeing all these people.
Try to go to ask her
go
if
ahead,
she would
ahead.
Like to
talk
sing
sweetly.
Again for
talk
us.
Sweetly to her.
Yeah. Connection with the leaves. I change the position of the electrodes. And another electrode is in contact with the roots. So the sound here that can be produced by the plant is by creating a difference of potential, of electric potential. And now she's going into the... Yeah, is creating the signal that is making the music now. It is the plant changing the notes, the melody, the rhythm.
We actually got one of those devices, one of our students did, and we hooked it up to a ficus tree. You know, and plants, their whole life is all about the sun, right? When the sun comes up, I mean, it's party time. When the sun goes down, it's time to go to sleep. So we hooked it up, and the sun was up, and the sun was coming through, shining up on the through the window onto the plant, and the plant was going, and when the sun went down, the plant went, the way it works is they connect two electrodes and they send electricity through the plant from electrode to electrode. And if a lot of electricity gets through, it creates a high note on the synthesizer. If a little bit of electricity gets through, it creates a low note on the synthesizer. So the plant, by modulating the amount of electricity, actually plays the synthesizer. What was cool is we then hooked up that synthesizer to the sound table, off device it down, so it vibrated the sound table, and we were able to be vibrated totally by the plant. So cool. I've never really felt a plant being so alive, because we would meditate with it, and it would change its song, and send energy to it, and it would change its song. I think of plants and trees like this as having a really slow metabolism. Whereas the Tweety birds have the fast metabolism, the plants have the slow metabolism. So they look at us like little flitty flies, right? Just moving around so fast. It's like, slow down, you guys, right? And of course, because a tree can take, you know, years just to grow, to even make any movement at all. So I often think of it that way. So it's, again, they're all completely alive and making their own sound, even if you can't hear them. One of my favorite sounds, though, is that of whales. Let me play you my favorite whale video. Here we go. Oh, did that one go away too? That's good. No, it must be here. Yeah, there we go. That was everything. Check this out. Whales love sound. Pet my belly.
Ooh. Oh, we love you. Love you. Thank you so much. We'll do what we can. Woo!
She knows you're here to help.
We love you. Woo! Whoa, yeah. Oh, hello. I love you too. Whoa.
We love you.
Okay, I want to play a song for you, which is I did about nature, the magic of nature. And this song is called Creative Spirit. Enjoy. It's on my first Nature Energetic CD, Body Field Sound Healing.
Thank you.
Nature, the best sound healer ever. Nature has it down. Nature's working within the matrix that we're all a part of, way more than we even know. So hold that energy of nature holding us, at least through the rest of the weekend, through the week ahead, months ahead, years ahead.